Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I love that we're going to talk about this.
Do you?
Yeah, we're going to talk about backups. Always have a backup. Why did you, what is going on in your life that made you want to talk about this?
It's actually pretty devastating.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I lost the lip color that I wore on my wedding.
Oh no.
I don't know what has happened. Like I owned it and so my makeup artist used my lip liner.
Okay.
And I can't find it anywhere. I have no idea. So I just ordered two. Because also I'm afraid that this is going to, I'm going to guard them with my life now. And I'm afraid they could go out of like service or something.
Yeah, discontinued.
That happens?
Oh my gosh, yeah. There are so many like makeup artists or just people who, whatever, like makeup. Yeah. Where like there's a MAC lip liner that went or just.
Teddy?
Or I think so, yeah.
Velvet
like
Teddy or something.
It discontinued like 20 years ago. So yeah. They
doesn't
bought.
Doesn't that stuff expire?
Eventually. But they bought like 30 of them so they don't have to worry about it.
Yeah but if it's expired makeup.
It's still good.
Yeah, I'm going to keep an eye on this specific lipstick so that I can restock if it ever looks like it's going to go out. Because I love it. And I'm not wearing it right now because I can't find mine.
So you're finally succumbing to the slacker. It's, I live my life under the mantra, always have a backup. Always.
Even with like women and
for sure
children. And,
for sure.
Yeah.
I got this whole other family. If Noah and Mia like fail,
stop.
I got these other kid.
I don't really believe in it for things other than
lip liner,
which is, it's weirdly sentimental to me.
I mean, like I don't have a backup car,
right?
But like
you kind of do, don't you?
I have a truck.
Yeah, you do. You do have a backup car.
Yeah, but I wouldn't suddenly start driving my truck. I don't think.
But if something happened, you could.
Yeah. Like when my Tesla
That's
needed
the
service.
Point of a backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
My truck is mostly for Home Depot runs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not a
you've
backup.
You've just had the truck forever too, I think, right?
It's like, so.
Like what I believe in a backup, you've heard this on the air probably. I have a backup blender. I have a great, I have a KitchenAid killer blender. And then I have the Nutra, whatever, like the Ninja.
The Ninja. Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I have both. So if you came over and you're like, can you make a smoothie? I'd be like, yeah. And I'd get a blender down and you're like, and then it goes. You'd be like, oh, no smoothies for us. And I would say, au contraire, mon ami.
Yeah, that's wild to me.
Why?
To have like full appliances backup is pretty crazy.
Do you know the giant like $300-$400 KitchenAid mixers?
Yes.
I have two.
No, you don't.
Yes, he does. Do you even use them?
Never. I didn't pay. In my defense, I am not a rich person. I did not pay for them.
Oh.
I got one as a wedding present. Woo, I've done that more than once. Yeah. And then.
And you got the other for the second wedding.
No. I was like at an event. I was a food judge at like a thing.
Okay.
And like these three chefs did the thing. It was like watching a Guy Fieri thing. They all did their things at like it was the Brown Palace or whatever. And they all get done and everybody's like packing up and they're just taking the mixers. And I'm like, what are you doing with those? And like, I don't know. We ship them back to KitchenAid or we throw them away or whatever. I was like, I'm sorry, what?
What?
That's crazy. Throw
them away.
Yeah, it's wild. So there, I was like, can I just have it? And they're like, yeah. So I just took a brand. It was like it had been used one time on this. Right. Kitchen thing, and I was like, okay.
So okay, well, that's more reasonable.
Okay.
But you don't need, like, you even taking that and not giving it to someone else is wild.
Yeah, because mine is silver and this one's red, and the red one just looks like a Corvette. I can't let go of the Corvette one, but the silver one was a wedding gift, so which one am I going to get rid of?
The wedding one.
Yeah, no. You're not married anymore.
Doesn't matter. That's
doesn't it have, like, bad...
No, because we never made anything together.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so this is what we want to talk about. Is anybody else a freak like this? Yes.
Yeah.
Probably not to this degree. What do you have to have a backup of? And if it's me, it's everything. But like, if there's something like a lip liner, mm-hmm. What do you have, Hack?
Everything.
Oh.
Everything.
I feel like, do you do it with shoes?
I do. I have an all-white pair of Air Force Ones at all time in case of an emergency.
Like a fresh one.
Yeah, in the box.
What emergency would constitute needing a backup?
Like you need a crisp white shoe for a wedding or for some event and yours are creased.
But he already has like 150 other shoes.
Not solid white Air Force
One. Do we know?
Solid white Air Force One.
You're right. You're right. Like, dude, thank you. You're on my side.
I used my backup pair.
You did?
Yeah, so I need to get you, dude.
You got to replace it, yeah. I have my deodorant. There's always one. The toothpaste, there's always one. Yeah. My hair stuff, there's always, because I don't want to ever be like, oh, we're done, and now I have to wait a few days for it to ship, or I have to go get it, I'm not doing it. I'm not missing a
personal
day.
Hygiene products.
I'm a hoarder.
Every single one of them you have a backup of.
Yeah.
God, I love you, dude.
We run out of toothpaste all the time in my home.
Costco?
Yeah, we don't get our toothpaste at Costco for whatever reason.
Because you're,
that's gonna change. It sounds like,
dude, you get like a 5-pack. It's like having.
But is it the good stuff? Is it?
Yes. What do you like? Crest, Colgate, whatever.
Yeah, they have it. Whitening.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
And then
why
I just have a stack
that.
Of toothbrushes. Somebody stays over. You're like, oh no, I have a toothbrush.
Stack's pretty full right now.
What do you have a backup of? 303-222-5423. You may text or call. Could you hack, run, and grab the backup, Erica?
Because I'm just going to ask. She has now of all of us.
Upset me. It's time to call in the backup.
Oh, my gosh. And the backup loves lip products as well.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Don't. That's not the backup. Just let it be. I'll tell backup. You off the air.
Okay.
Mine is like pretty specific, and I not a lot of people are gonna resonate, but I always have two juice boxes on my nightstand, and then two containers of glucose tablets.
So that's like to keep you alive.
Yeah.
But do you ever break into the second one?
Yes. Oh. And then I. You go get another.
Go get two.
Yeah.
So you always have to have...
Different sizes. They have like a big bottle and then they have like a mini one that holds like 10. And that's in my purse.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I have such a problem with it. You know, like the Costco size bag of the dried mangoes. It's like 5 pounds. I always have a backup of that. And I currently, my son is home from college or whatever. We've horked down both bags. I have zero backup on my mangoes right now.
Well, that's a good example. We couldn't find them for like...
Yeah, no, there was a few months where they didn't have them.
Yeah, it's terrifying when that happens.
Then I bought like 8 the last time that happened. When they came back, I bought like 8.
Do they stay good for long enough?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm. They stay good for like a year and a 5-pound bag lasts me like a week and a half.
Okay.
I am realizing it's really, really bad because I'm a hoarder. It's literally everything. I was going to wear my sand t-shirt and it had a little something on it. So I put it back in the wash and I wore this one because it's the same. It's the sand.
The exact same.
Oh my gosh.
You have
literally today.
You're Elwood shirts and you have two of every color.
I have like.
Oh no.
Okay,
oh,
buddy.
No.
Oh, no.
At least.
No.
Two of
the other
color.
Day, I was accused by a member of this show of wearing the same jeans. Like, I think one of you was like, oh, well, you wear those gray jeans all the time. I'm like, no, I don't.
I don't remember saying that.
No, that was different because I was wearing my black pants that smelled bad. And I was like, let's see if Slacker wears his. And you were wearing gray.
If you looked in my closet, I have probably 30 pairs of each shade of gray or black in different brands. True Classic.
But not the
perfect
the exact
jean.
Same pair twice.
Oh, yeah. Each pair, at least. Oh, yeah. There's backups of each pair. Yeah.
That's so wild. I feel weird when I have like the same exact shirt in multiple colors.
No, that's all I have. That's all I have. Yeah. I have black shirts. I have Ma and Bao shirts in black. I have Express shirts in black. I have TPJ shirts in black. And each
How
one,
do you decide
there's
which
two.
One to wear that day?
Yeah.
Well, like I put on one of my Express shirts the other day and I was like, ooh, there's some holes in it. Exact same shirt went on my body.
Like if I put
I was
on a
already
shirt,
committed to wearing the black V-neck and I just wore the one without the holes in it.
Legit, if I put on a shirt and I don't like it for whatever reason, I have to restart my outfit.
Same.
No. If you have backup shirts like Hack does, it's like I want to wear sand today. If this one didn't work out, there's like it's like a vending machine.
I legitimately think the only thing I really have a backup in is like makeup product.
Is your lip gloss. We're gonna
lip
convert
liner.
You. Sorry. Lip liner. Please call and help. Hack and I feel like we're normal.
Yeah.
If you're a backup person, we want to hear what you're backing up. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're talking about being backup people. And I realize this sounds elitist, but I was a backup person before I even had a real job. Like I've always believed, like, I don't want to run out. If you're coming over to my house and I promised you French fries.
Sure.
I want to have ketchup.
Right.
But I don't always like look and go, ooh, is there a little bit of ketchup or a lot of ketchup?
Right.
Especially way back in the day, the bottles were like red. And so you don't know how, right? So I don't know how much ketchup is in there. So I just always have a bottle of ketchup in my pantry. I've got another bottle of mustard. I got a bottle of mayo. Like I have backups of every single thing. I don't think you have to be wealthy.
No, because we did get a text saying I'm too poor to be a backup person. I think you're taking that very personally right now.
I am taking it a little personal because I just think it doesn't have to be a pristine pair of Air Force Ones, no, which I am about to order.
To be fair,
two pairs.
The lip liner I just ordered a backup of was $4.80.
Your lip stuff?
Oh, whoa. Yeah.
Sorry.
Like $5.
Okay, so that so you know, you don't have to be mad at us.
Or I have a backup. I just thought of another one of the like collapsible laundry baskets. You know, the ones that like fold real flat. And you got to get two. Because what if one's in use and you still want to do a load? Then you need another laundry basket.
Those laundry baskets are to go to a laundromat, not to go down to your...
I carry my laundry in my arms.
Yeah.
Out of the dryer? You don't know. Like you pull it out of the dryer, you put it in a basket.
And then carry it up.
And then carry it up
that.
And fold it. Okay.
We have a chute, so I don't have to carry it down, but I carry it up in the basket.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
You have a laundry chute?
It's literally, it's a hole in the ground. The previous owner just literally sliced a hole in the closet and put like this carpet thing over it.
Is this in the house you just moved into?
It's like a trap door.
It honestly is.
That's terrifying. What if you stepped on it?
It's in the closet. You can't, it's just a normal closet with like this.
What? Like, we're not even going to take calls. We're going to devote, what are you? They just cut a hole in the floor.
I'll send you
and
it
goes
a picture.
To the laundry room.
Yeah.
So then it doesn't go anywhere cool. It just like piles up on the floor in the
Well, no, we have a hamper.
Directly it falls into a hamper.
Yeah. If you cross your fingers hard enough.
Okay. Lorenzo?
That's me.
Oh, that's me.
Lorenzo's me. What do you got a backup of?
Oh man, backup friends. Me and my wife keep backup friends for every occasion we do.
Yep.
Friends?
Yeah. You've got your Yep.
Oh,
yeah.
What do you mean? Like, oh, we were gonna invite so and so and so and so to dinner, but they can't, so we're gonna invite these other friends instead.
So you invite so and so and so and so, but you make sure that the other so and so's know that we're still possibly available in case so and so doesn't show up. Backup friends.
I'm going to tell you this, my buddy Chad, exclusively my buddy Chad, nobody else in the room's buddy
How
Chad.
Dare you?
He is Lorenzo. Chad is such an effing extrovert that if he had to spend a night not with anybody, it would kill him, I think.
he's married.
He's just got friends. It's like, oh, I'm going to Cap Grill tonight. You want to come? I'm like, can't. He's like, no worries. And then you see he's got, oh. Somebody's going. He's going to Cap Grill and he's not going alone.
Wow.
That's wild, dude. These are humans.
That's why you need backup friends.
Okay, dude. You're a psychopath, but thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Jacob? Jacob?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you're doing something else, we can come back.
No, it's fine. I'm just feeding my dog.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. What do you have backups of?
I have literally 12 of the same black t-shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah, smart.
Men need to be stopped.
Why?
And studied.
I'm going to tell you this. You won't admit it, but like they may not be exact copies, but you've got black boots and you've got a bunch. That's you. Don't
black
shake your head at me.
Boots?
Black
Have you boots, ever black, seen black, me wear black?
Okay,
boots?
Like okay, something. A black dress. You got a bunch of the little black dress. You've got or black
Not really.
Pumps. Like
no, I don't even own a pair of pumps.
Okay, you're the exception.
Even I have a backup pump.
Yes. I'm just saying. Like I remember going to malls with my ex-wife, and she'd be like, "Ooh, look at this black dress." I'm like, "What are you? What?"
I think she's the.
Yeah.
No, women have multiple 303-222-5423. If you're a woman and you have backup black dresses, it is not just a Jacob
problem. I probably
have
like three black dresses, but one's short, one's long, one's actually a jumpsuit. Like it's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the tees are faded a little different. This one's a little more stretched out. This one's a little crispier.
You guys
for a fancy
should
event.
Be studied.
No, but you also have just Elwood. Black.
Mm-hmm.
Dusty Rose.
I do.
Okay,
do
you want to read any of the texts?
Sure.
Fight?
We have a backup Christmas tree.
Yes. Like,
that's genius.
Sure.
Like fake?
Yes.
Backup fake? What? In case the lights go out on?
Sure.
Okay. sure.
You have that, right?
I do, yeah.
God, I love whoever texted that.
Yeah, they just move to a different room if you get a new tree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amen.
Backup sheets. One time my dog took a poop on my bed at night. If you swap them out, you can.
That's good.
I have two in the chamber on the sheets. Cause like,
I'm sorry. You have what?
Two in the chamber, two different sets of sheets ready to go.
Okay.
I learned one time, I've told the story before, but like ex-wife barfed on the bed, right? And I was like, oh no. And I moved her and then put new sheets down and then I put her back and she barfed again because I just kept moving her. Huh. So it's like, you got to have a sec, you got to back up to the backup in case somebody's pooping or puking.
You've got that really creepy bed thing. You could always just put someone there if they're barfing.
Okay, I got it.
In your room.
Thank you.
And I mean, there's so many texts about this. My grandmother has to have a backup coffee pot. If the original goes out, Amen. All hell yep. breaks loose.
Oh yeah.
Not sure if it counts, but my friend has food everywhere for someone hungry. She has stuff in her drawer at work, in her glove box, in her car, in her purse. Now, Dane does keep backup protein bars around in case I get hangry.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
One of the biggest things I see, most women are not getting enough fiber, especially the right kinds of fiber, and they don't even realize it. That's why I like using Chronometer. It makes it incredibly easy to actually see what you're eating and understand your nutrition on a deeper level. I especially appreciate that it tracks both soluble and insoluble fiber because they each play different roles in overall wellness, digestion, and metabolic health. What sets Chronometer apart for me is the accuracy and detail. A lot of tracking apps only focus on calories, but Chronometer gives you meaningful micronutrient data I can actually use. The platform is easy to use, reliable, and helps you make more informed nutrition choices without guesswork. If you want better insight into your nutrition during midlife and beyond, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com and start learning what your body may really need.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!